Sports Central. Sports Central.
If you're going to talk about running, there's really only one man in this state to talk to about running. I reckon he's probably run more Ks than anyone, or he's certainly run more Ks than anyone I know. Steve Monteghetti's on the line. G'day, Steve.
Hi, Kev. How are you, mate?
Good. How much did you run today?
20K this morning, and I'll pop out for it. I always like to run twice on a Sunday. No one in the world does it, but on principle, I do. It was one of my little advantages, so I'll pop out for another 6 or 7 this afternoon.
But Steve,
beautiful here in Ballarat, mate, Kevin. It's lovely.
You've stopped competing.
Oh, I have. Well, I still run in a minute, but I love what I do. And to me, it's not. You know, we were out in the forest this morning, about 7 of us having a chat. You know, guys and girls from 20 to my early 50s, we would say, 54. And you just banter, have a good time out there and, you know, doing it in a beautiful environment. So I actually like doing it. I don't have to do it, obviously, but I choose to do it.
Yep. Clearly it's something that you dearly, dearly love. When you sort of started running competitively, did you think you'd run for the rest of your life?
Oh, no. Well, I love running. That's the thing. And I know it's sort of the throwaway line, isn't it? Success kind of got in the way of my enjoyment for a while, and it was kind of my business and all that, and I loved it, but I'm loving it as much now because I can travel a lot around the country, going to different events, promoting the sport. You know, recreational running's booming, and it's just been a delight to be able to continue to enjoy it and share it with so many like-minded people.
It's become, as you say, recreational running. That wasn't an expression that was used 30 years ago.
No, people used to say I was an idiot. Now they're all admiring and joining me.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how it changed?
Yeah, no, it is
funny. Remember that great story, the John Landy story? He was running along and the person yelled out the window, "Who do you think you are, John Landy or somebody?"
Well, because really the only people that ran were professional sports people.
Yes, it's funny, isn't it, how it's, you know, and I kind of look back and think, you know, there was that component. You know, it's a healthy exercise. It's quite social. You know, I talk to lots of other sports, but swimmers, you know, don't get that team aspect. And whilst you think marathon running's quite lonely, it's actually very social. And, you know, that other rule I tell people that if we weren't able to hold a conversation, we were running too fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very good rule, and you've got to do it. You know, if I'm running along with you, Kev, for a couple of hours, we're going to chat. You don't just, you know, you don't. It's not silence. You have a bit gaps of silence, but a lot of the time we're chatting about what you've done, what you'll do this week, and what you're up to, which is great.
Yep. I mean, you could play golf or you can go for a run. I suppose it's a similar sort of, you know, social
it's
interaction.
Huge. Yeah. If you saw me playing golf, I tell you, I'd be going running any day.
Yeah. Now, do you have your phone with you, Steve, when you run? We've been talking about technology during the afternoon and different bits and pieces.
No, I don't.
Good. And do you make sure that everybody else has got theirs either not with them or turned off?
Yes, we were talking about the headphone story the other day. We had a person who will remain nameless who came along one day with headphones in.
Yeah.
We said, no, that's not on, my friend. You get rid of those, mate. Not with you. It's okay if you're running by yourself.
Yep.
You know, listen to a bit of music or check in what's happening at SEN. But if you're running with other people, ditch that stuff. It's, you know, conversation. To be honest, you know, I'm a bit dictated by my watch, but occasionally, I tell people, and I do it myself, if I'm running in the forest, just throw the watch away and actually just enjoy the environment. You know, I think I've got a line for everything today, Kev. I'm not sure what's happening, but you know, the greatest sound in the forest?
What?
Silence.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can imagine. Yeah, that's exactly right. I've got a mate who walks in the forest in Brisbane, and he just loves it. Just loves hearing the birds because he can.
That's right. You know, things happen. Life's pretty busy. You think now of a time where you actually get silence. It's hard. It's like almost seeing stars in the sky. You know, you don't. Sometimes the environment doesn't allow you to do that. You might go camping to enjoy it or sit on the beach where you can see the stars. Well, it's similar to us. There's not a lot of opportunity for silence. So if you're exercising, you know, out in the forest or wherever you choose to run in the parks, you can actually enjoy a bit of silence, which is quite special and unique in today's world.
Yeah. Did you have songs you used to like to listen to when you did run on your own when you were training and stuff?
Well, I didn't have that opportunity when I was young. Now, you know, I like sort of a bit of alternative music. So, and you know what? There's different music. There's driving music. I reckon I have different CD. I'm old school. I'm on the CD.
Yeah.
I have old different music for driving. different music for running. You need sort of that rhythm and a bit more pump-up music, and then different music for just listening to. I mean, I've got one, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. I've got a song called American Exit. I didn't even know it was a song, and suddenly I'm out listening to my playlist. So I heard this song come on, I thought, God, that's a good... It is just a great running song, only uniquely that.
Hey, listen, let's talk about this run that we've got sidetracked, the Great Ocean Road Running Festival. Now, tell us what you know about this. It sounds fantastic.
Yes, I changed from being just Great Ocean Road Marathon to Running Festival. So, you know, they're better, bigger and better. And last year they incorporated an ultra marathon, a 60K race. And they've got a couple of scenic walks. And they're trying to just, enhance the event. And a lot of the focus has been on Apollo Bay. And it's going so well in that town that they're trying to encourage people to get involved in Lawn as well. So having some music at the pub in Lawn, some films at the cinema, some scenic walks, bit of yoga, so just embracing. And there's an event for it. There's six events on the weekend, and if you have your pass, then you can enjoy those extra aspects. So it's just enhancing the experience for people. So it's a great. But how else would you want to spend a weekend but just rolling down the Great Ocean Road, traffic free?
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah,
seriously.
Fantastic. Great Ocean Road Run Fest is the website, .com.au. And they've got a kids' version of it. And then, of course, it goes all the way up to the Ultra Marathon, which is a 60K run.
Yeah, which is tough. And the 44 run from Lawn to Apollo Bay is bad enough, and then they turn you up inland, up some hills. That extra 16K is quite hilly, but it was really well received last year. People loved it. So, and there seems to be a bit of a group who think a marathon's, tick the box on that, and they are now interested in doing ultra marathon running. In fact, lady from here in Ballarat won the female event down there, Natasha Fraser, who's a really good ultra runner. So, and there's the 1.5K kids gallop, as you said. I remember, seriously, Kev, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. First year we held it out of Apollo Bay, the kids lined up. You know, you were on the microphone and you would have done some announcing. Kevin, you go, 10, 9, kids were gone. They weren't waiting until 1-0. They were off. They were halfway back before we got to 0. They were keen.
Oh, beautiful. What would you say to, if you're a parent and you've got kids who want to get into running, what sort of advice do you give them about how to go about the best way?
Yeah, not my son started, our son. He's 16 and, we've held him back a little bit. Run at school as a part of your school team. And again, coming back to that team aspect, you're a long time senior distance runner. So whilst you can be a part of your school team, do that. If they're enjoying it, then, go on to some club running on the weekends. But I really think start with that because there's a team aspect of it. It's less about your own performance, a lot more about the school and your mates, and that works out really well. And then if you love running, just, join a club and do a little bit of running. Don't push, marathon runners peak at about 30. So if you're starting at, I have parents saying, oh, my kid's, 12, 13 running this. I say, gee, just let them enjoy it because you don't really want to be running seriously till your mid-20s.
When did you take it up seriously?
I actually started, would you believe, I've just come from the transfer station. I dropped some rubbish off and the person pulled up next to me, Gary Looker, who I haven't seen for about 5 or 6 years. He was my next door neighbour in Wenderee, a suburb of Ballarat, knocked on my door when I was about to turn 14. Invited me out to a local running race. I've been running ever since, 40 years later, and it was great to catch up and see him and catch up on some old stories with him at the transfer station. You never know who you meet at the transfer station.
And were you trained? I mean, were you trained properly to run properly, or were you just a natural?
No, I just joined the club and we just ran. And would you believe that? The other little story on the back of that was I was at St. Pat's here in Ballarat, and in year 9, and my English teacher happened to be a person called Tony Benson, been to the Olympics, was a legend here in Ballarat, wanted to start coaching, said, oh, look, do you want me to write out some training for you? And he coached me, and I've only ever had two coaches, both Olympians and both people who coached Australian Olympic teams, as it turns out, Tony Benson and Chris Wardlaw. So worked, and Chris and I, he's still my coach, and he doesn't do anything, but the token thing is, he's my coach for life. I owe him that, and it's been a great relationship.
And have you ever got into coaching yourself?
Yes, I've coached a few. I still coach a couple now, and not professionally, but I enjoy running and chatting, and lots of people will ask for my advice. It's more advising yep. in distance running. You need, I don't set the track with a stopwatch and watch people. I tend to run, and we chat. Even this morning, you know, we're chatting a bit about running training and philosophies, and I love it. Don't mind a chat, so it's been great for my learning and development. Also nice to think you can pass on some of your experience to other people. I can't do it like I used to, and it's nice to think that other younger men and women can have a, you know, that experience, that great fulfillment that I was able to enjoy.
But the good thing is that you're able to actually enjoy running, even whether it's competitively or whatever, you're actually able just to enjoy getting out and doing it.
I am, and everyone should. If you're not enjoying it, you know, life's too short.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Great Ocean Road Running Festival, it's Saturday the 20th of May and Sunday the 21st of May. And
that's right.
All the details, all the information, anything you need to do. They've got early bird offers and all sorts of things going on. But as we mentioned, greatoceanroadrunfest.com.au. The kids gallop on the Saturday right through until the ultra marathon on the Sunday, 60Ks. Hey, just to finish up, Steve,
yes,
athletics in Australia and long distance running in Australia, are we in good or bad shape?
Solid shape. Yeah, Nitro looks like that's going to fire, you know, the track stuff up. And distance running, we've got the World Cross Country Trial in a couple of weeks. So it's going okay. In marathon running, we haven't set the world on fire. The females have been going well. They've actually, they're serving up to us men. So I think, you know, Com Games next year through to Tokyo, I think there'll be a new wave about to come onto the horizon. So things are looking promising. Got really good juniors and young athletes in the sport, so that's a good sign.
It's one of the good things about the Commonwealth Games is it does give us a spike in sport, doesn't it, in terms of participation and success sort of breeds that?
It does, and it's on the Gold Coast.
You know,
in what will be 15 months' time, I should know, April 4th to 15th. So, you know, not far away, and what incentive that would be for this young group, and then 2 years after that, obviously, in our time zone, the Olympic Games in Tokyo.
Are you got a role at the Gold Coast?
Yep, I'm the chef de mission of the team again. So my last involved, been involved with Commonwealth Games since my first one in 1986, and this would be my third time as team leader, and really looking forward to going out with a bang. We've got to get back on top of the medal tally, show those poms who the real boss is. And, no, it's exciting times.
Have the athletes become more difficult to deal with or less difficult to deal with, or it's just a different way of dealing with them?
They're always the same. There are 99.9% who pull on the Australian singlet are a delight to deal with. And I spend most of my time with the other 0.1%.
Yeah, the naughty kids in the corner. It doesn't change, does it?
No, you know, it's great just to stay involved. And, you know, it's fantastic to see younger people. Yeah, some of these celebrations. There's lots of doom and gloom around in the world.
Yep.
There's one where the countries of the Commonwealth unite using sport as the vehicle. It's a terrific thing.
Good on you, Steve. Always great to catch up. Thanks for your time.
You too. No worries, kid.